On Scripps College Week, free markets cannot be counted on to erase social injustices. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nancy Niemann, professor of political science, explains why.
A series of market crises over the past several decades, financial, environmental, health, education, poverty, have reinvigorated the debate about markets and social justice. Since then, popular movements all over the globe are attempting to redefine markets and the meaning of economic enterprise in people's daily lives. Often, assessments of market outcomes result in opposing political and economic voices facing off to argue the benefits or harms brought about by markets. Yet not enough of these conversations are focused on analyzing the conditions under which markets can result in just or unjust outcomes. My research finds markets as deeply embedded societal structures, which tend to perpetuate underlying social conditions, both just and unjust. Culture, politics, and ideology help shape market incentives. For example, when markets operate within the context of patriarchal and racist norms, such as labor relations in the U.S. meatpacking industry and the globalization process in Juarez, Mexico, markets tend to exacerbate those injustices. Free markets, or the invisible hand, cannot be counted on to erase social injustices, as many have suggested. Similarly, when markets operate in the context of strong community norms, such as the financial reform process in Cuba or an interfaith coffee cooperative in Uganda, rational market actors are incentivized to make decisions that are in the best interest of community. This is not because they are selfless or irrational, but because those decisions are in fact in the best interest of those whose identities are inseparable from their communities. When embedded in infrastructures of justice, markets tend to promote socially just outcomes. This becomes a strong argument for what I call the rationality of justice in terms of individual decision-making and the market as a whole. That is, promoting justice makes practical sense.
That was Nancy Niemann of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.